The algal bloom that spread through the ocean around Australia earlier this year had devastating impacts on marine ecosystems and coastal communities, with the effects felt especially hard, of course, around South Australia. But things might be turning a corner, with beachgoers around Adelaide starting to notice improvements in water quality and sea life. One of those is local Andy Burnell, who's been diving in the area for years and has been documenting some encouraging progress in the recovery of the area. Andy, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're about to go for a dive, I believe. Where are you and how's the water looking?
I'm literally sitting in the car with the boat behind me at the boat ramp. That's just how the timing worked out this morning. We're about to go out for a dive off West Beach in Adelaide.
And how is it looking?
Looks like a good day today. Looks fairly flat out there. And things have been on the improve lately. The visibility in the water's been getting much better. And for us too, you know, it's starting to warm up a little bit. It's pretty chilly here in winter, so it's starting to warm up just a little bit.
And give us a sense of how you're noticing the improvements. Is it the clarity of the water or the types of sea life you're noticing?
It's definitely the clarity of the water, and they're doing counts of the algae along various points around the South Australian coastline, and the counts around Adelaide have gone down to pretty much nothing for a while now. So the visibility is clearing up. That's not the case in other parts. There's still some pretty disturbing reports coming from the north coast of Kangaroo Island. But around here at this point in time, it looks like the bloom is moved on. So, you know, we've been doing a bit of diving. I was diving a little bit all the way through pretty much. But now as it warms up and it's getting clearer, we're jumping back in a lot more often. And it's a couple of things, really. One, it's about being excited to see that not everything was gone. We just had the most incredible wash-ups of dead marine life. Just the beaches have been just covered with them for months all through winter. So it was quite terrifying for everyone who's, you know, really into the ocean. And then the chance to get back into some areas and see that there are survivors and there are little signs of life coming back and that sort of thing, just really important for everyone's mental health, especially my mental health.
Yeah, you kept diving, I believe, throughout the crisis. Did you notice impacts on your health?
I didn't from diving. I was looking back on my things. I dived in the middle of August, and I remember noting at the time or commenting at the time that the visibility was about 2 metres. The water was very green. The water tasted bad. You could and smelled bad. There was a bad taste in your mouth, and I think probably that was just diving right in the peak of the bloom. I didn't notice any health impacts from that, but like a lot of people have reported, on very windy and rough days when there's some foam on the beach and that sort of thing, walking on the beach, I did notice I'd get a slight cough, which would go away once I got off the beach. And the explanation for that apparently is that as the surf and the waves are stirring things up and breaking things up, some of the algal particles get aerosolized like into that fine spot. Into the air, so that if you're walking along the shoreline there, you can breathe them in. And I definitely noticed that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking to Andy Burnell. He's about to go on a dive near Adelaide, and he's been noticing improvements in the water and marine ecosystem in recent months. Do you think, though, that the changes that we saw will be long-lasting or permanent in some sense?
Yes, it could be, absolutely. I think, you know, it was such a massive event. It could result in a change of the ecosystem. I think we're seeing unusual things already. We're seeing some species just aren't around. Like yesterday, day before yesterday, we had a report that someone saw a squid at Edithburgh. Now, that sounds a bit strange, you know, oh, a squid, so what? But no one has seen a squid inside this gulf for about 6 to 9 months, like none at all. So squid are just missing from the ecosystem. And squid in this shallow gulf are one of the most abundant, voracious, important predators. And we catch huge numbers of them both recreationally and commercially. And to just have them missing is, you know, there's going to be flow-on effects from that. I already have seen some things the opposite of what you'd think. Like a couple of times I've dived and seen more of something than I've ever seen before, like more of some type of juvenile fish than I've ever seen before. And I think there's ecosystem effects in the food chain as we've taken some things out and left some things in. So, I mean, I imagine this, you know, we're going to talk about pre-bloom and after-bloom for many, many years.
And you're obviously very, very committed. You're out there a lot. Do you think it's for everyone to get out already now and dive?
I think that's a personal decision for everyone, how they feel about it. And there's been a lot of argy-bargy, if you like, about that, especially in social media in Adelaide, about, you know, some people have been avoiding the beach for months and months and months. My own personal feeling on that is, you know, if the beach is important to you, you should be going and enjoying it. I've certainly, it's not an option for me. I need to get in the ocean, so I've done that, and I haven't seen any real ill effects of that.
Have a great dive, Andy Brunel. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you very much, Barbara.